If you have drawn this sigil, what is preventing your progression is that you are either too attached to the temporal in general, or to an aspect of the temporal. This has caused you to lose sight of the bigger picture, which includes much more than the temporal world. You might be looking for a solution that does not exist in the temporal world. That is like looking for a lost key, but being convinced that the key is somewhere in one specific room, and never finding it because the key you are looking for is not even in that room. The temporal world is a world of the purely physical. It is particles, body, color, shape, soma, physical health, the physical aspect of sex, money, houses, places, things, the physical aspect of food, plants, people and pets, possessions, etc. It is the realm of the material. If you have drawn this sigil, you may be so invested in the physical and provable and rational, and even potentially the type of science that is purely focused on physicality and those same things, that you have forgotten that there is more to the universe than meets the eye. The physical world may seem secular, but it isn't. The physical world is not separate from spirit. It is a manifestation of spirit. You are denying the majority of the universe, and actually the majority of yourself, if you have invested in this way. Because of this, you might be more skeptical than you should be. By closing down your mind, you become unable to experience other potentials and other realities. You become selectively ignorant. Perhaps this sigil is calling you into open-mindedness and even faith. To have faith is to have positive confidence or trust in something. It is to think something is true even without proof. The famous philosopher Bertrand Russell once said, "Where there is evidence, no one speaks of faith. We do not speak of faith that 2 and 2 are 4, or that the earth is round. We only speak of faith when we wish to substitute emotion for evidence." Unfortunately for Bertrand Russell, he is forgetting something. The first person who believed the earth was round, enough to be motivated to set out to prove that it was round, had to go on faith before there was proof to back up that belief. Many people believe that faith is the absence of doubt. This could not be further from the truth. We only think that faith is the absence of doubt when we confuse faith with knowing. To doubt is to have uncertainty about something. Faith cannot exist in a universe of certainty because certainty is knowing. Faith is not required when we know. And so, if doubt is uncertainty, doubt is a necessary condition of faith. If we take doubt a step further and let doubt mean what it means emotionally to most people, to doubt is to consider something unlikely, and this is to act as if you know something that you do not know. It is to bring a sense of certainty to a universe of uncertainty. For this reason, doubt is the flip side of faith. If you have drawn this sigil, you may also be suffering because of your attachment to some aspect of the temporal. Perhaps it is your social status, someone else's success, or state of being in the physical world relative to temporal matters. The way your body looks, your job, paying the bills, things you possess or want to possess, your house, your city, your culture, your physical health, the physical aspect of self, and so on. This sigil has come to tell you that the answer you seek does not lie in the physical, and that you are being limited by your fixation on some aspect of the physical. It is like being so focused on the tree that you forget the forest. The thoughts causing your over-identification with that aspect of the physical must be questioned. It is time to invest your focus in the higher perspective and truth that comes with the awareness that transcends physical life, space, and time, and all the things in it.